First intermission here at Ava Glaben Ice Arena. Jared Schaffrin now joined here by a special guest, and we're talking with Scott Zarnhausen, now of the Grand Rapids Griffins. Of course, formerly here for Ferris State, played over 100 games for the Bulldogs, captain of the team in his final season, was a part of the Frozen Four team, and a lot of accolades from his time here in Big Rapids. But Scott, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking the time today.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Jared.
Well, also congratulations on the call-up, getting moved back to Grand Rapids. Obviously, nothing completely new for you as you spent some time there with the Griffins last season, but I'm sure it feels good to be back in the AHL.
Yeah, it does. Coming back to the same team as most of the same guys from last year, so it's a good feeling to be back with them again. So it's good to be here.
How have the first few games gone now that you're back around that group?
They've gone good. Played first couple games and played well. Played some good minutes. So getting back activated with some of the guys and getting the chemistry back, that's been good.
A little bit of a different atmosphere, I'm sure, with new head coach Todd Nelson, and everyone knew Jeff Blashill around here pretty well, but I'm sure that's a little bit different with the new coaching staff.
Yeah, it is. We run different systems a little bit here. Very similar, but a little different. Todd Nelson has his own ways of running things, and they've been working. So it's been good, just a little transition for me, but it's been pretty easy.
Yeah, the team's been playing really well up at the top of the standings. Doesn't seem like they've taken any steps back from the past couple of years under Blashill. What was it like coming back into that locker room and knowing that they've had a lot of wins lately?
The guys seemed like they were in the beginning of the year. I was up there in the beginning of the year, and they were kind of struggling. And, it was just a matter of time before the team started winning. The systems are great. There's too much skill on this team to be in that little slump, so it was a matter of time they start winning, and should be a long playoff push again, just like in last April.
Absolutely. Now, other than not having classes, how does pro hockey different than college? What can you tell everybody who's kind of around the college game here at Ferris State that's a little bit different in the pro game, other than the fact that you don't have any classes and classwork?
Yeah, the style game. The style game is a lot different. College hockey is a little more, it's always up and down the ice, quick. Here in, the pro, it's kind of a little more controlled. But other than that, you're playing a lot more games than you are in college. You're playing about three, maybe four games a week. And the season's a lot longer, obviously. But other than that, it's very similar. You're with the group guys all the time, just like you are in college. So it's very similar that way. But just the hockey style is a little different, that's all.
Now, being in the Grand Rapids area and around Van Andel Arena, that hasn't completely been new to you either, as you were there for the Final Five in your season, and obviously the end of it maybe didn't go the way you guys wanted at Van Andel, but you made the NCAA tournament that year. What do you remember from that season being around Van Andel in the Final Five?
I remember a lot. I remember the first game we played well. Then we came to the second game, played in Mankato, and it was another tough game. We knew we hadn't beaten them yet, so it was going to be another good match, and it was a good game. Like I said, it didn't end the way we wanted to, but we played well, and we got a chance to the tournament, and went from there.
And the Final Five is actually back in Grand Rapids again this year, and I'm sure part of it, you guys, I'm sure it was kind of nice. You do a lot of traveling, and you get to play playoff games so close to home. What was it like having a lot of fans and a lot of people, close to home and an opportunity to play pretty close to campus?
It was like almost playing at home. You got you're so close. You got the family, your family, a lot of Michigan people. They're around, kids on our team, so a lot of kids, team members on the family came, and then you had the fans, the dog pound. So it was almost like a home advantage. We're so close to campus, it was nice.
Absolutely. And you finished up your career at the end of that season, 141 games for the Bulldogs, and I'm sure one of the highlights had to be Frozen Four down in Tampa a few years back, and I'm sure you remember a lot of things from that trip, being not everybody gets to go down to the Frozen Four. What kind of things stay with you when you think about the Frozen Four and the run that you guys went on that year?
Just kind of think about the team that we had. We weren't the most skilled team, but we were a team that played together. Guys stepped up when we needed them to. And it was a good chemistry team. Like, everyone played for each other. You know, it's hard to come by for that in college. That's the best part about college. Everyone buys in and plays for each other, and that's what we did. Everyone bought in. You know, guys stepped up when guys got hurt, and so we were just a great, close, basically family. So I feel like that helped us a lot through the tournament.
Talking with Scott Zarnhausen of the Grand Rapids Griffins here during our first intermission report. Ferris State Bulldogs taking on the Alabama Huntsville Chargers. And Scott, when you look back, things, I'm sure a lot of close teammates. Do you keep in touch with a lot of the guys? How much do you keep in touch with what's going on back at Ferris State?
Yeah, I mean, I touch base with some of the guys. Now there's seniors and juniors that I played with, so I still keep in touch with them. I come back up there every summer and skate and train with them, so you know, I get to know a lot of the newer guys as well, and I follow them a lot on the weekends to see how they're doing, and I talk to some of the guys and see how the weekend went and see how they did, if they what they thought they, you know, like how the game went and what they thought, you know, how they played. So
did a lot of learning, I'm sure, under Bob Daniels during your time at Ferris State as well, and now that you're in pro hockey and you've moved on to that next level, is there anything that you feel like, hey, wow, you know, I'm really glad that Bob taught me something, or you know, what kinds of things did he do that maybe transitioned you or helped you transition to the next level?
I mean, he treats you like a pro. I mean, you know, every game, every coach, his teaching style is different. Here, when you get to the pro level, I mean, some games you'd be, as a rookie, like last year, you'd be, you know, a goal in a game, a goal and assist in one game, and the next game you're sitting out, you're healthy scratch. I feel like, you know, Bob prepared us for that as a freshman. You could have a good game, and then the next game, you know, maybe you're sitting out, just, you know, kind of getting you ready for the pros, just kind of getting your mindset. It's pro hockey is all mental, and I feel like Coach Bob Daniels did that very well with the guys. And even with the structure, the systems, I mean, a lot of systems that we do down there is very, very similar to the systems that we do in pro hockey. So, like, we use very less similar. So transition to pro hockey was very easy for me. I mean, he's done well, got us ready physically. You know, he got Dave Sensen down there. Coach makes sure Dave's run us very hard, and that's why I go back every summer to get in shape and be ready for the hockey season.
All right, Scott, thanks so much for joining us. Want to wish you well here in Grand Rapids. Hope you can stay around, and hope the rest of your season goes really well for you and the team. Looking forward to tracking your progress here over the next couple weeks and months.
All right, thanks, Jared.
Thanks for joining us. That's Scott Zarnhausen here on the first intermission report. We'll take a quick break, come back next with more Ferris State and Alabama Huntsville hockey.